Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday J6 Live Recap Edition. I got Dominic, I got Vance Bryan, I got Evan lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. And this hour is for the audience reaction to the breaking news in the great state of Wisconsin and across the nation. First U.S. Senator, name by name, by the January 6th committee. It was our buddy Rojo.
All right.
You used to book that guy on this show with frequency. We had more than 25 long-form interviews with Ron Johnson.
Wow, really?
More than 25. And then something changed. And you remember how the audience used to hate our asses for interviewing Rojo?
Yep.
They were right. We were wrong.
What?
I mean, had you any indication? I mean, I used to say Rojo was country club cordial. I used to say, no, you don't, in private, folks. He doesn't even like Trump. That was the impression he left me with. And he tweets too much, you know, and I talked about kids and grandkids and family with the guy. But something changed. Something has changed. Well, now he has been implicated in a criminal conspiracy, a coup, if you will, against the United States government. That's kind of a big deal.
What, the same government that he is a senator in? That guy and all these Republicans, that they're all part of this government that they rail against? I mean, you guys realize you are part of that government, right?
He wanted to stay part of the Trump reign. His goal was to personally hand off to the vice president on January 6th to hand off the false Trump electors from the state of Wisconsin. He knew that Joe Biden won Wisconsin.
And
you've
Michigan,
heard Rojo, do the math. Do the math.
That he would also drop off Michigan's, what he was going to do a twofer? Did you see any of that reporting?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to be clear on that. Yeah.
Oh, we've got the sound. How about just the abbreviated bite, just, you know, for context? Fancy Brian played for the people. Ron Johnson being exposed at 109 Central Time during the J6 testimony. Please play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Yeah, both states.
Wow.
A twofer.
Wow, so
a twofer
efficient.
Goofer.
See, that's Republican governance for you. Efficiency.
Someone go trademark twofer koofer.
.com.
844-9. You know, like as the Rojo reelective campaign. I mean, final thought, and then we'll get to the phones at 844-967-2789. This has got to be politically disastrous. I mean, you can't tell me that Ron's going to get 50+1 in the state of Wisconsin. 60% of people currently think that Trump should be prosecuted. 20% of Republicans, those same 20%, at least those paying attention, certainly amongst those listening to this fine radio program, are going to come to the conclusion that Ron Johnson should also be prosecuted. Can you be both prosecuted and reelected in the same cycle? Is that permissible? I didn't know you could do that.
I don't think the Office of Legal Counsel recommends against the prosecution of a sitting senator like they wrongly do for a sitting president.
844-967-2789. I never knew or even would have guessed that Ron Johnson would be criminally implicated in the J6 testimony.
No, I just want to be clear.
Opinion.
I want to be clear. You know, his press secretary says that he had no involvement in that.
Yeah, well, the evidence says otherwise. You know, hopes and dreams and wishes and
You know, and this ignorance that they have, these Republicans.
I see nothing. Crudy, that's Crudy. What he said about Stormy. Crudy,
that bank right there, it's holding all of our money. Your money and mommy. That's our money. Let's go get the money out of that bank. That's ours. I don't care what they say. I promise you, I have the proof that it's ours. I'll give it to you later. But let's just go get it. They're not going to give it to us. Let's just go get the money out of that bank. You can believe that the money in the bank is yours when it's most certainly not. But if you go and take the act to go try to forcibly take that money out of that bank, say with like a gun and, you know, rob the bank, even if you believed it in your soul that that is your money, you're still robbing a bank.
No.
You still should be prosecuted.
It is their money because Ron wrote his own withdrawal slips. You know, so what if they're fraudulent? He's got the receipts.
Oh, right.
So he wrote himself out withdrawal slips, so he didn't rob the bank. And hell, he didn't even know who wrote up the withdrawal slips. He just delivered them to the teller, you know, while he's holding the gun.
Wow,
I mean, this
man.
Is
I know.
Big news.
This is amazing.
I'm a little flummoxed. I'm so stunned. I know an upper echelon criminal on first name basis.
Besides me.
Don't I, Ron? 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Andy from Beaver Dam. Happy days, Andy. How you doing, man?
Hey, Andy.
Well, I just want to make two quick points. First of all, Watergate, which you guys were little kids, it almost seems like Watergate is nothing. You know, Ehrlichman, Hollerman, and John Dean, and Mitchell, and everybody. What's going on, what I heard today on your station, was really innocent people trying to do the right thing and being harassed and so forth. And there's no comparison in terms of congressional hearings.
You're right.
The second,
and nobody died over Watergate. There have been at least five deaths.
Exactly. But Rojo, how can you put him in our history of the state of Wisconsin in the same line with Bill Proxmire?
Well, I put him in the same line with Joe McCarthy.
McCarthy's actually maybe a saint compared to this, you know, legal stuff. I mean, you know, it's just, I can't see where Rojo has any way out of, pleading that he didn't do anything illegal. You know.
Well, the good news is he's a rich man. He can afford Johnny Cochran and the whole team.
He can afford a good effing attorney, Andy.
Yeah, bring him out of the grave, Johnny Cochran. That'll be great. But, all right, that's my 2 cents worth.
Well, he'll all go right, farther thanks, with Andy. Johnny Cochran than Rudy Giuliani.
I wonder, you know, knowing this now, if this, knowing that this was ultimately going to come out, and, you know, everything eventually usually comes out, that if this played into Ron Johnson's decision to run for a third term. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he could have walked away, but now that this is out and he's running, I mean, he gets
well,
to call.
Well, he didn't want someone else to have the subpoena power, the gavel.
Maybe.
If he's going to investigate, he's going to investigate himself, right?
And nothing to see here, folks. Hey, I did the investigation. I asked my press secretary if I had anything to do with it. She said no. So let's just move on. End of story.
Completely.
End of story. They literally ended their quote with end of story. Anytime anybody gives you the end of story, it is most certainly not the end of the story.
It might be the end of the current conversation.
Don't even think about it.
But it ain't the end of the story.
Don't even think about it.
844-967-2789. Going back to the phones. Britt listening in Eureka, California. KGOE country. Welcome, Britt.
Hey, Britt.
Oh, I had some good commentary, but I'm laughing too hard from you guys. You're killing me. It's the end of the story. Wow. I don't know what to think anymore. I just heard you talking about Rojo, your buddy there, and your representative there in Wisconsin. And
our senior senator and chief conspiracist.
Yes. And maybe soon to be, hopefully, an inmate at some local penal institution. Because that's actually a question I kind of have here. When is the charges going to drop? I mean, I think that the committee is doing an absolute bang-up job revealing all of this testimony. And I, it's like, you couldn't have a big enough bag of popcorn for what's happening with this show. I mean, it's all getting revealed, and there's new characters coming up left and right, and there's all kinds of plot developments, and it's a real show. And I can't give the committee more credit. They just deserve all the world for revealing this charlatan scam and literal, seditionist conspiracy plot to overthrow the government. I mean, it's a pretty outrageous.
Britt, wait till season two. No, it is crazy. And it's crazy to me that, you know, there's a whole Trump-supported part of the electorate that's not being exposed to it because their news sources are either counter-programming or actively still supporting the big lie, Britt. Trump got screwed.
Yeah. It's so very true. I mean, when you hear about these organizations like OAN and Newsmax, which somehow showed up on my box the other night, now it shows up on my homepage, on my TV. I say, how the hell did Newsmax show up? But it's just outrageous. I mean, it's really, it's a split. It's a dichotomous country now. We have a country of two worlds, people living in a false reality and everybody else trying to tell them, hey, wake up. You guys are, you're fomenting a revolution that, has no basis in fact or sanity in that for that
matter. And either way, Britt, once you say you're fomenting a resolution, pretty much anything after that is absolutely irrelevant. Thanks for the call. Eureka, California, we love you out there.
Humboldt County, baby. the Emerald Triangle.
Oh, it's quite insane. It really is. And I guess, Britt, I was thinking you were going to lead up to where the prosecutions, right? What's happening at the DOJ? Well, certainly, you know, they're asking for transcripts. They've done their own investigations. There's grand juries in Fulton County. They're way ahead of us, I think, in this regard. I don't believe that this committee is going to present any evidence to us that the DOJ probably hasn't already gotten.
No, I think they're getting new evidence, at least the transcripts. I think it's going to take them 90 days. I'm looking for an October surprise, baby. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
Ron Johnson's right about Ron Johnson's being right.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
I'm going to talk to you about that, Ron.
Why not gargle?
Don't even think about it.